Hi, my name's B, and I am an addict. And hold on. Okay, got that out of the way. I kept thinking, who the hell told him about me and who called me? And because I think I even in my text message when I got the "Will You Speak," it was like, oh my God, I've been looking at this flyer going, I really want to be there. I really want to be there. And God made it possible for me to really be here. And I wish I would have flown in this morning instead of last night, because I've gotten more nervous and more nervous and more nervous. 29 years clean, I still think I'm not good enough. But by the grace of God and the connections that I've made in Narcotics Anonymous, working steps, and having a God in my life, I am fucking good enough. You know, when I was listening, and I'm sorry, my mind is blank, Lorraine's sister. I'm sorry, I know your name, I just can't. And I was thinking about sitting out in the audience, the first annual women's speaker jam, and Lorraine was sharing her experience, strength, and hope. Your sister was amazing. And I just want you to know that you touched my heart with your story about your sister. I have a sister story too, except my sister wasn't in recovery. She didn't need to be in recovery. But she definitely saved my life, because January 15th of 1993, I wanted to end my life. I was in so much pain, and I didn't know how to get out of that pain. And the only way I knew to stop hurting was to end my life. And I remember vividly going in, and it's like yesterday, right? Going into my restroom, not at my house, my husband's house, because we were separated, because he was a fucking alcoholic and I couldn't live with it. But I knew exactly where I could go to sleep off my shit. And I went into the restroom, and I took out some razor blades, and I took out some pills, and I looked in the mirror, and I said, God, there's got to be a different way. And I didn't know at that moment that God was going to show me there was a different way. All right. And as I'm doing this, a knock on my door, and it's my husband, and he says, your sister wants you on the phone. And I said, tell her I'll call her back later. He said, no, she's adamant. She wants to talk to you now. Fuck. Right. I open the door. He hands me the phone, because by then you have, back then you had the long phones with the... And I said, what? Because see, at this point, I didn't have my children with me, because my mother or her took care of them while I did whatever the hell I wanted to do. And she said, we're worried about you. We love you. And what can we do to help you? And I said that I wanted to kill myself because I was depressed. Right? So needless to say, that was the beginning of a long journey. And I remember being at the psych ward, because that's where they took us, and looking at all the crazy people. And saying, what the fuck did I do to myself? How did I get here? Later that night, a group of Narcotics Anonymous people came in with H&I. I don't know what they said. I couldn't tell you what they said. But I do know what they did for me, and they gave me hope. They gave me hope that I never have to use again, no matter what. But I didn't know that then. I just knew. Just knew something. So that night, I used to have a roommate that used to give me stuff to go to sleep in the psych ward. And I made the decision not to do it that night. And so my clean date is January 22nd, 1993. You see, when I asked God that day to show me a different way to live, or God, there's got to be a different way to live, He was going to show me. But I didn't know I was going to have to fucking do a lot of work to do it, right? Because it wasn't just about not using, you know, and I know we've said that all in different ways and different methods and different stories. We all have different stories. See, I'm still the addict that sits over there and says, oh, I'm different. That's not my story. Nobody's going to like my story because I didn't come out of a jail, right? I just got really lucky that I never got arrested for the shit that I did. But that's a yet for me, and I got to remember that. But, you know, my husband that was still drinking when I got clean, I asked him for a divorce. And he didn't want a divorce. And so he got sober. And he has 29 years sober. Yeah, clap now. What a rocky road we've had, right? I think I was reading my reading. Oh, here it is right in front of me. It talks about getting out of our own way, right? And so at first I was reading this. Oh, such experience results in our perception. Okay, got that. But then somewhere along the line, and I don't want to read this verbatim, but if you haven't read the Living Clean book, please do. And I'm a tech whore, so everything I do is on my phone or on my mini iPad. But it talks about successes and failures. And early recovery for me, I failed at everything but one thing, and that was staying clean. Because what God taught me was two things that I took to heart since day one. Is that a grateful addict will not use. And I never have to use ever again just for today. And man, I held on to that shit. So I was a mom when I got here, and I wasn't a very good mom when I got here. And I wasn't a good mom probably for a little while even after I got here. If you ask my kids, they'll tell you different, but that's only because they love me. But I know my story. And I don't think, I'm going to use the word failure, but I was talking to my friend. I said, I don't like that word. But I failed. I failed at being a mom. And then what happened to me growing up happened to my daughter. Because see, when I got here, I still didn't know how to live life. So I was at a meeting every time the meetings were open, and I was doing service work every time there was service work to do. And I was all in. And I had four babies, and they were at my mom's house, just like they were when I was using. So my daughter had something happen to her. Thank God I was able to do what a mother should do, what I think a mother should do. And that was the journey of me being successful at being a mother. Because I didn't know how to do these things. Y'all taught me how to be a successful mother. I knew what I had to do for my daughter, but I was scared shitless because the person that harmed my daughter was a family member. And so I could remember, like, what do I do? What do I do? Called everybody, not in NA, CPS, everybody. Oh, she's going to need counseling. Oh, she's going to, no. What do I do? I just found out. What do I do? And a good friend of mine that was with me said, what would you do if it was a stranger? I said, I'd call the police. They called the police. And they did. So anyway, I don't know why I had to tell y'all that story, but I did. But all I know is that today, I stopped the cycle. Because when it happens to my grandkids, their parents stop the cycle. And so I am a successful parent. I am a successful grandparent. So the other part of that was when I'm thinking about success and failures, I was a failure at relationships. Now, that doesn't mean that I had a whole bunch of relationships. Maybe. Did I? Maybe. Is that a lot? I don't know. No. Is that a lot? No. Doesn't matter, right?
Right.
But anyway, I was, like I said, I was married when I got here. My husband got sober, and we didn't know who the fuck we were. So we were in and out of relationship with each other, in and out of relationship with each other. Because again, I don't know how to do relationships. But I did know how to have a relationship with my sponsor. That was the first relationship that I knew how to have. And thank God for her, because she taught me how to have relationships. My husband and I ended up divorcing. And it was, but we were friends. It sometimes with benefits, but we were friends. And today I'm married to the guy that I was divorced from. And I always tell everybody that I have a love story. It's not only a love story about being clean and being in Narcotics Anonymous. That definitely we know is a love story. But my husband and I have a love story. You know, and I think back. So I'm successful in relationships now. That's what I'm trying to get to. Because what I learned when we were in and out, is that I'm very selfish. And like I said, I was going to meetings and doing conventions and doing, and my husband was like, hey, maybe you could stay home this weekend and we can go do this. He's trying to tell me not to go to meetings anymore. And so I would do what my selfish self wanted to do. But again, thank God for step work, because I realized that I'm a very selfish person. And in between us divorcing and getting back together, God put relationships in my life that I learned how not to be selfish. So when the opportunity came with me and my husband to rekindle our love story, I did not, if he said, I need this, I did it. And not like in a controlling way. My husband's not in a recovery program, but I bet half of y'all probably know who he is. I compromise and he compromises, and I think that's what Narcotics Anonymous has shown me and has taught me, is that it doesn't always have to go my way. And so I'm successful there. I'm trying to get to other, because I, what, are you gonna distract? Okay. There's this big issue that is really important to me, that for some reason I have to share. I don't know why I'm getting teary-eyed. It's no big deal. After a while, I got in recovery, and I knew that because I was not really successful at jobs and putting a roof over the kids' heads and taking care of them financially and doing all that, and until I had a career, right, or a profession. And then I got into a profession, and I was able to do that. But then I knew I wanted an education, because we get in here and we find out that we're really, really smart. And so for the last, for the last 7-8 years, I've been on this road of getting my education. I mean, I got my bachelor's degree, my associate's degree, got my bachelor's degree, I got my master's degree. And all that was really simple. Like, and I don't mean to sound, it wasn't hard because I knew that's where God was leading me, that this is what I needed. The profession that I am in is helping others. And I know that's where God wanted me. If I ever doubt why I stayed clean and 16 other people that were in my cohort of getting clean didn't get clean, I know what my purpose is. It is to carry the message any way I could. And if I could get paid for it, hey, even better. But I wanted to open my horizons. That's why I got the master's degree, because I felt like a one-stop shop with being an addictions counselor. And those doors opened, and I am an LPC now. But you talk about doubting yourself, right? Because I worked in the same place as an LCDC with an LPC certificate, right? Because I was so afraid to step out of that. And everything that I do, I ask God for direction, because that's just the way we're brought up. And I'd say, okay, God, if this isn't the job for me anymore, then you're gonna reveal it to me and you're gonna show it to me. And I walked in one day and they said, okay, you can't go to school anymore. What? I've been going for the last 7 years. Nope, we're not gonna let you do it anymore. So I put in my 2 weeks notice and didn't do that, because by this time I had started the doctoral program, because I wanted a doctorate degree, or at least I thought I did. And I say that because getting in and doing all that was really simple. So I knew that that's probably where God wanted me at that time to go. And so I did it. And a year in, it was awesome. 2 years in, it was fucked. And I say that because my time was not with y'all, okay? I gave y'all a little bit of my time. And I'd make sure I did service work, because that keeps me connected. And I talked to you on the phone, and I had a foundation. But school took me a lot away from y'all, a lot away from my husband, a lot away from my children, a lot away from, and it started to get uncomfortable. Started to get, like, I'd sit in class and I'd be like looking around and I'm like, these aren't my people. Why am I here? Why am I doing this? Because in the line of work that I'm in, the only thing different I can do with the doctorate degree is teach, be a tenured professor in a university. I'm 57 years old. Ain't nobody gonna hire me for a tenured position, right? And I know that. I could be an adjunct teacher, but I could do that with a master's degree. So why did B really want this doctorate degree? Or is it ego? Because for the last 7, 8, 9, 10 years, everybody knew me as B's going to school. B's in school. Hey, B, you're in school. Yay, you know. It had become my identity. I don't want that to be my identity. I want to be the good mother, the good wife, the good sister. The good friend. The good grandma. That's how I want my identity to be. And I was going to say the good recovering addict, but I am not a good recovering addict. Because, see, being away from y'all also meant that I was being away from my sponsor, and I was being away from step work, being away from meetings. I mean, like I said, I still had that connection, and I'm really grateful for the foundation that I had all those other years, because I really have to tell you that saved my ass, because if I got clean during COVID, I wouldn't have gotten clean, because that was rough. And I saw our babies coming in and struggling, and I'm so grateful for that foundation. So I'm not a good recovering addict, but I am. Because my clean date is still January 22nd, 1993. And y'all and nobody can take that away from me. So, now that I'm not in the DOC program, y'all will see me more, right? But don't see me here, okay? If I have to, I will, but my service, you asked me to go, hey, you want to help in registration? Yeah. Hey, you want to organize this convention? Yeah. That seems like that's where I thrive, right? But I know that sometimes I have to get up here and share my experience, strength, and hope, because there's somebody out there that has a journey or starting their journey that's just like mine. And that's how this works, right? So anyway, I love you guys. I'm glad I didn't get COVID, because I prayed for COVID so I wouldn't have to stand up here. That was the only excuse I could think of. Anyway, I love you guys. Thank you for loving me. And thank you for my recovery.